Hi there, how are you?
I'm well, thanks.
Good.
What's going on in Madison?
It sounds to me like it's not actually just Madison. We focused on Madison because it's a premier public university, not just in Wisconsin, but in the country. And when we saw that Madison was losing professors to public universities in particular that are technically ranked lower on the totem pole than Madison, we wondered what was going on. But I really think that it's a statewide concern there, and I received calls after the story was published from faculty members at other UW campuses saying, if you think it's bad there, let me tell you about here. And what they talked about was money for faculty salaries. And it's not just the salary line, but everything that comes with a faculty member's pay package.
Is it common knowledge throughout the academic world in America that if you want to hire away a quality faculty member, get on the phone to Madison?
I think that it's becoming so. I had one faculty member tell me the story of a professor, chairman at another university who called him and had been looking at salaries, because at public universities, salaries are often kept even in the library or posted online. And the chair from the other university said to the Madison professor, I know that you're not necessarily out looking for a job, but you can't afford not to talk to me. I know what you make. And so, sure, I think that, even before we wrote our story, it was becoming well known, especially if you're able to lure away one professor and you sort of start a little mini pipeline going. Three English professors went to Rutgers University last year. At the University of Minnesota, got a political science faculty member from Wisconsin and is trying for another this year.
What's the potential harm that could be done to the university
What
system?
happens to the university when it hires people and they go away is they lose all the time and money it took to start that professor. There's something called startup costs in academe. And it can be, for a single professor, Madison figures the average startup package for each new professor is $1.2 million. And what they told me is that it typically takes 8 years for a professor to bring in enough research money themselves to sort of cover that cost. And it's really only after that 8 years that they then start bringing in enough grant money to actually be raising money. But if Madison loses people before they, earlier along that pipeline, before they can say even pay back the initial investment, it's just continually hiring people, making that investment, and then watching them, leave. You have that as a problem. You also have sort of departments that I talk to that are not teaching certain subject areas within the discipline, whether it's English or political science or mathematics. I had people in all those departments tell me that they don't have professors to teach certain areas.
Well, Robin, thank you for being with us this morning.
Okay, thank you.
Robin Wilson is a correspondent for the Chronicle of Higher Education.